It is not a new statement for me to say that the world is longing for, but greatly lacking, peace. As each day goes by, we don't have to read much on the internet about the news or however you get your news now, but you will recognize that we live in a world that is definitely lacking peace. We live in a world today where peace is sought after in many, many different ways. Some will try to find peace by taking a substance into their body that helps them to forget about their trouble. It could be alcohol. It could be some kind of a over-the-counter drug. It could be a narcotic. But some people will take these substances in an inappropriate way, and these substances, they hope, will kind of help them to forget about life, forget about trouble, and so that for that moment in time, they just have this hope that there's going to be peace there. That's not a way to find peace. You're looking to find peace, and that's the way you're headed to find it. I'm sorry to tell you this, but actually I'm your friend by telling you this. You are not going to find peace at the end of a bottle of pills. You're not going to find peace at the end of a bottle of alcohol or any other substance like that. But many in this world are looking for it there. Some people will try to, maybe, I was thinking about this, you know, wouldn't it be neat if we could find an uninhabited island, Brother James? I know that if we could find an uninhabited island, and you and I, or maybe just you, or just myself, could find this uninhabited island, meaning no one is there. I'm sure if I could go to an uninhabited island, Aster, I would find peace there, because nobody else would be there. Well, let me just tell you this. It wouldn't take long for me to find out when I'm on an uninhabited island that I wouldn't even be at peace with myself, let alone if anybody else was there. Some people will travel halfway around the world to go on a beautiful vacation. Nothing wrong with that, but going here and going there and just to get away from the rat race, the life that we live. But do you know this to be the case? And I hope you do. And if you don't right now, I hope that you will know this to be the case by the end of this hour. But peace is not simply the absence of fill in the blank. If I could just get this out of my life, I'll have peace. Newsflash, that is not how to find peace. You know, if I could just get this financial problem off of my plate, then I'll have peace. No, you won't. Peace is not the absence of stress. Peace is not the absence of trials. Peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is not the absence of somebody in your life who doesn't bring peace to your life. It doesn't matter today. It's not subtraction. It's not subtraction and then have peace. No, I submit to you that peace is the presence of someone. And that someone is a capital S. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, who himself refers to himself in the Bible as being the Prince of Peace. So whatever the recipe is that somebody has told you, if it doesn't involve the Lord Jesus, I'm letting you know lovingly that you won't find peace outside of a person, the Lord Jesus. Again, it is not getting rid of something. I know that many times in life, and I'm guilty of this, I figure if I can just get to the end of a certain week of my life, I'll find peace there. No, that's not the way it works. You see, it doesn't matter how stressful or how challenging your life is. You can have all of that and still have peace. Because again, if you don't hear anything, hear this. Peace is not the absence of something. Peace is the presence of someone. And we're not talking about someone that is physically, bodily in this room. We're talking about the presence of the Lord in your life. By the way, God wants to be in your life. God wants to be in my life. God ought to be first place in our lives so that we can have that peace that He wants us to have. I read this, we long for peace desperately. Peace from noise, peace from chatter, peace from pressure, peace from responsibilities. We also want peace from the pain and thumping inside of our own heads. Conflicts. Some of you have come to this meeting this afternoon and there is conflict within your own home and you think, if I could just get away from it all, I'll find peace. No, you won't. Because peace is not the absence of whatever. Peace is the presence of God in our life. We inflict upon ourselves. I was reading there, sorry. We want peace from the pain and thumping inside our own heads, the conflicts and the strain that we inflict on ourselves sometimes, even saying to ourselves, I need to be better, I need to be stronger, I need to be smarter, I need to be prettier, I need to be thinner, I need to be a better parent, I need to be this, I need to be that, and we put ourselves in through the ringer of life, and there's no point in that. The minute you get to the new you, you're going to find another reason you won't have peace. Peace is not the absence of something in your life. Peace is the presence of someone in your life. And that someone is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Old Testament word for peace, many of you know, is shalom. Shalom. It is a desire or prayer that all is well with you. So if you tell somebody shalom, you're hoping and you're wanting to let them know that we pray that all is well with you. The Hebrew word for peace. The New Testament word for peace means to bind together. To bind together. So let's take a look at this topic, a new way to walk, and by way of an outline. Go with me, if you will, in your Bibles to the Gospel according to John. John chapter 14. First thing we see this afternoon is peace from above. Peace from above. And really, quite frankly, this is the most important, not that the rest of the message isn't, but this is where we find it. Again, you cannot find peace in anything, humanly speaking. Many have tried and many more will try. But it's a futile effort. And it always ends in a lack of peace. Look what the Bible says, though, in John 14. I believe we are given here some great encouragement by the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ speaking. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. Now, this is right at the end of his life. Not long, he's going to be going to the cross. He's already told them in verse 1, he's already told the disciples in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In other words, don't worry. In my Father's house are many mansions. And he goes on, and so this is all part of John 14. And then he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the what? World. If you're in the habit of circling or underlining things in your Bible, underline that word world, circle that word world, and that's what I'm saying here. That's what I said basically. The Bible says it a whole lot better than me, that there is no peace in this world. By the way, this world will not have the peace that it's longing for or looking for unless it listens to what the Bible says here in John 14, 27. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be what? Troubled. Don't be troubled. You can have peace. Neither let it be afraid. The good news is this, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ wants you to have peace. If you've come in today and your blood pressure is way too high because of all the things that you're thinking about that are in your life, God doesn't want me to live that way. God doesn't want me to go through my week and be totally, again, at the end of my rope. We've all heard that statement, right? He doesn't want me to be stressed out, no. He wants me to live my life in peace with him. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Turn over to chapter 16. It's probably only one page over there in your Bible. John 16, verse number 33. We're talking about number one, peace from above. Peace from above. Look at John 16, 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me, who can tell me who the me is in verse 33? Jesus Christ. Very good. Peace is not the absence of something in your life. Maybe that quote will be ringing in our heads. Amen? Peace is not the absence of something in your life. Peace is the presence of someone in your life. Jesus said here in verse 33 that these things have I spoken unto you, that in me, peace is not going to come if heads of state get together and try to get peace in the Middle East. It's not going to happen. They can meet every day. That won't happen. Because Jesus said, peace is in me, himself. Let's keep reading. John 16, 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have what? Tribulation, oh my. I don't know about you, but I always seem to find it, don't you? Tribulation, trials, troubles, they're just right around the corner. That's because we live in a sin-cursed world. And that's why we need Jesus more and more every day. I love what the song says, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Why? Because he is the Prince of Peace. He is giving me the peace that passeth all understanding, so that in this world where tribulation abounds. By the way, tribulation can come into the best Christian home. I don't know who that is, but into the best Christian home represented in this room, tribulation can come just like that. And it does. It does in your home. It does in my home. The bottom line is this. We can have peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen? I have overcome the world. It's not near as hot in here today, folks. We can't be asleep right now. Amen? I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. That's kind of like I'm happy in the service of the King. That's what he's saying. Be of good cheer. You're serving me. You're part of my kingdom. You're going to find peace in me that passeth all understanding. Peace from above. Well, let's keep going in the outline. I think this might be a two-parter. Who knows? Turn over to Romans 5. Romans 5. Letter A. First, we must recognize how to have peace with God. Have you ever heard somebody say that before? I need to make peace with God. Now, I don't know what everybody means by that. I'm sure if we asked them what they mean by that, there would be various explanations. But since you're here, I'd like us to find the explanation from the Bible. So you probably don't care what I think peace with God means, and or don't be so worried about what I think it means. But let's see what God's Word says. Aren't you glad that we can have peace with God? You better be glad that you can have peace with God. Here's the explanation. Look what it says in Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by what? Faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see it very plain and simple that the only way to have peace with God is to be justified by faith. The only way to have peace with God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. The only way to have peace with God is to recognize that God is Almighty and that He sent Jesus Christ to make peace with Himself. He is the Prince of Peace. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. Again, you probably have read this verse before, but let's go over there and look at this just quickly. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We see here that salvation is a gift from God. We are saved by faith. The same word was used in the previous text there, Romans 5, 1. It's by faith, it's by faith, it's by faith. Peace with God. Have you made peace with God? You say, what do you mean? Okay, I'm asking you exactly what it said in Romans 5, 1. Have you, has there been a time in your life where you recognized that you're a sinner, that you need a Savior, and by faith, you've accepted the one and only gift that'll bring you peace, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ? In other words, if you were to drop dead of a heart attack tonight, would you be in heaven, or don't you know? If you've made peace with God, according to Romans 5:1, you would be in heaven. If not, you would not be in heaven. There's only one way to have peace with God. It's through Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and the life. So we see peace with God. Quickly, turn over to Romans 5:12. We see letter B, through Jesus Christ, and we've really covered that. Let me just allow you to see this one other verse before we move on. Romans 5, verse 12. So letter number one, we said peace is from above. Peace with God, letter A. Peace through Jesus Christ, letter B. Romans 5, 12 says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. I have been separated from a holy God because I am a sinner. You have been separated from a holy God because you are a sinner. That creates a great conflict. You have a holy God over here on this side. Okay? You picked the right side today. You represent holy God. Okay? You sat on this side, I'm sorry. But you represent sinful man. There is a gap between a holy God and sinful man. You see the gap right here? Sinful, a holy God and sinful man, there's a divide. Same thing. I cannot be with a holy God as a sinful man because God is holy. There's no sin allowed in heaven. So if Aster tried to get up and go over here to be with the holy God side, and he brought all of his sin with him, Brother James would quickly get up. We won't do this. But he would quickly get up and say, no. Because you can't have sin on holy God's side. Because God's holy. That's exactly what happened when Adam ate that fruit. Romans 5:12, we just read it. Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So everybody here that's sitting on the sinner side, amen? Aren't you glad you sat on the sinner side today? Amen. This whole group will not come back next Sunday. You guys need to go out and find a lot of new people, because I just offended all of these people. They're not going to be back. If we want to get from the sinner side, and I'm with you, all right? We want to get from the sinner side over to the holy God side and have a relationship with a holy God, we've got to have someone who can make up the gap. That's why it said in Romans 5:1, the only way to have peace with God is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so praise God. God looked down through the annals of time, and he saw Jesus dying on the cross and paying the penalty for our sin and making a way for the Lord Jesus to take a young man like this. You can put your Bible there. I'm representing the Lord Jesus. Terrible illustration. Don't even think about that. But Jesus, when we get Jesus, Jesus can take us over to a holy God's side. You can sit right there. Now you're on God's team. And Jesus can take us over here, and nobody can argue with it. Because if you did, Jesus would just raise up his hands. And on his hands, you would see those scars from the nails. And then his side, you would see where the spear went. So we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Any other way, let's say he's over here and he says, you know what, I'm going to get baptized and then I'm going to have peace with God. You know what, he's just going to be a wet guy. You're not going to have peace with God because he gets baptized. Well, you know, we're going to have the Lord's Supper here in a couple of weeks, so I'll just take the Lord's Supper. And that's going to give me peace with God. He'll just be a hungry sinner, or a full sinner, excuse me, a full sinner. He can have a little piece of bread, unleavened bread, and some grape juice. That's all he's going to have. He's not going to have peace with God. Well, you know, maybe Astor will try to be a new man and turn over a new leaf. He's just going to have a new leaf. He's not going to have peace with God. Peace with God comes in one way. It comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. So my question is, do you have peace with God? Are you still on this side? By the way, as soon as you get saved, here's the good thing. As soon as you get saved, you trust Christ as your Savior, immediately, you're right over here. I am as good in heaven as I am standing right here today. Eternal life is not later. It is now. It is a present possession. Death, I do not fear death. I might fear the way I'm going to die, just to be very honest with you. I hope I just go to sleep one night and wake up in heaven. But death itself doesn't scare me. Because when I get saved, I've made peace with God through Jesus Christ. Now I'm only going to die one time. Bodily. Not spiritually. Thank you. Peace with God. You're either on one of these sides today. I'm not talking literally right now, okay? You're still a sinner, and you have no peace with God. The good news is, Jesus Christ says, I can give you that peace. Can't find it anywhere else. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. Let's look at that. Colossians 1 and verse 20. Notice what it says in God's Word. Glad we have a Bible, aren't you? This just says it right here. Look at this. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him, Jesus, to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Peace through the blood of the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I have peace all the day. It's happy all the day. That's how I have peace. Comes through the Lord. Many today in this room, you say, Pastor Turner, I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Follow me now. I know I'm saved, but I have this guilt that the devil continuously reminds me of. I have guilt about things I've done. I have guilt about things I haven't done. Let me encourage you with this thought. Jesus Christ died to remove not only the sin itself, but he died to remove all guilt from my life. Today, if you are on this side over here in a figurative way, I want you to know this. When God looks at you, He sees the robe of righteousness that Jesus Christ gave you the very moment you got saved. And so when the devil comes and tries to take that guilt from your past or even right now and pour that guilt on you, the devil has no jurisdiction on your life anymore. Because peace has been made with you by the Lord Jesus Christ. You can just hold your banner high, not because you're a good person or I'm a good person, but because the Lord Jesus Christ has removed all that guilt from our lives. It's under the blood, the song says. The Bible says it too. It's under the blood. Don't let the enemy remind you of the past. Just remind him of his future. He knows what his future is. The lake of fire forever. Be encouraged by that. Religion will not remove guilt, by the way. Religion constantly reminds its followers of the rules and regulations in order to make God happy. You've got to do this or else God's going to do this. Folks, I have freedom in Christ. Freedom in Christ not to do wrong, but freedom in Christ to follow God willingly. He is our master, but He's not the kind of master you're thinking of. He's a master that loves me and loves you, so much so that He made peace with God for us. What a great God we serve. What a great God, the God of the Bible. But again, religion will not bring you peace. It never does. And by the way, don't think of, when I say that, think of maybe non-biblical religion. I'm talking about denominational churches even. They won't bring peace. No, only Jesus. By the way, it's not Baptists that bridge the sinner to the Savior, to God. It's Jesus. Don't forget that. He is the one who brings peace. Thank God that Jesus conquered guilt by dying on the cross, and He offers us guilt-free living and eternal life in heaven. Number one, we see peace from above. Number two, we see peace from within. Peace from within. Turn to Romans chapter 15. Peace from within. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the Peanuts cartoon. Right out of the Bible, right? I'll tell you this, though. Pretty strong on their, when they have the Christmas one. I know this is kind of a, just watch it sometime. The gospel is given on Charlie Brown at Christmas time. This isn't about Charlie Brown or Christmas. But there was once a Peanuts cartoon, and you know Lucy. You remember Lucy? Lucy's in there. Lucy says to Charlie Brown, "I hate everything. I hate everybody. I hate the whole wide world." Charlie Brown says, "But I thought you had inner peace." Lucy replies, "I do have inner peace, but I still have outer obnoxiousness." Folks, if we have inner peace, it will show on the outside. God wants us to have peace. Look at what it says in Romans 15, 13. Number two, peace for within. Letter A, it's a grace of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, 13. The Bible says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace." We talked about joy a couple of weeks ago, but now we're talking about peace. That God would fill us with peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The peace that I need, the peace that you need, can only be found once I am a born-again Christian. This peace cannot come to an unbeliever. It's a fruit of the Spirit. So I'm not going to have the fruit of the Spirit in my life if I don't have the Spirit. That makes sense, doesn't it? So once the Spirit moves in, now I have the ability to have an abundance of all of these fruit. Turn over to Philippians chapter 4. Peace does not come in a box. You may buy a box of peaches. Amen? Thank you, by the way. You may buy a box of peaches. You may buy a box of apples. You may buy a box of whatever fruit you like. You can't buy a box of peace, though. It doesn't work that way. Peace comes through the Spirit of God. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Letter B, peace is beyond description. It's a grace of the Holy Spirit, and it's beyond description. Philippians 4, 6, be careful for nothing. It means worry about nothing. Now that's hard to do. I haven't figured that one out yet. I'm guilty of worry from time to time. How about you? But the Bible says don't do it. Well, we've got to keep working on us, don't we? But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So it's better than going to someone and saying, oh, I've got to tell you about everything that I'm worried about. Now, if you've got a friend like that that doesn't mind you just pouring everything on them, that's fine. But you know what? Let me just introduce you to someone that would really rather hear about it than your friend. Oh, I got to tell you about everything I'm worried about. No, look what the Bible says. Someone does want to hear about it. And it's the Lord. Let your requests be made known unto your wife. That's not in there. Let your requests be made known unto your husband, to your friend, to your sibling, to your whoever, the pastor. I mean, I'm more than willing to listen, please. That's not what I'm saying. But Paul says here, if you've got a problem and you don't understand and it's difficult and you're concerned about it, he says, don't worry about it. Take it to the Lord. And this is the promise in the Bible that I hope that we're taking advantage of in a more tangible way. Look what the promise is, and the peace of God. So I take this worry, I take this care, and I run to God and I say, God, here it is. The Bible says the peace of God comes so much on me, it's beyond description. It passeth all understanding. How in the world can we go through the things that we go through and have the peace of God? It's because we go through them and we have someone going through them with us. Peace is not the absence of something. Peace is the presence of someone. If you're lacking peace, then I would submit to you, you're either not saved or you're going to the wrong person with your concerns. Paul said, take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. Do you notice the Bible is very clear when it says here, verse 6, but in everything, I don't think there's anything too small that God doesn't want to hear about. Everything. I'm a little concerned about this, or I'm a little concerned about that. God wants to hear that. Worry comes from a German word which means to choke. It's W-E-R-G-E-N. I have to brush up on my German, though. So you can pronounce that in your best German after church today. But it means to choke. To choke. And doesn't that what worry does? It chokes everything out of us. It leaves us nothing to show for, except for stress. A life of worry chokes everything that God has, choke out everything that God has for me. The peace of God is invincible. Listen to this and just meditate on this. The peace of God is invincible. no matter how difficult the trial is. The peace of God is invincible. How could people go to the stake? I'm talking about giving their life and not recanting and not turning their back on God. How could someone allow them to be impaled on a stake and then lit on fire? They must have had the most unbelievable amount of peace. I have never experienced that level of peace. Read Fox's Book of Martyrs, by the way. That's not just a theatrical illustration I gave you. This literally happened. Your brothers and my brothers and your sisters and my sisters, spiritually speaking, gave their life many times, and it still happens today. How can someone give their life for the cause of Christ? Peace. Peace of God is invincible. The peace of God is sustained by His Word. Isaiah 26 and 3. I'm going to make our final approach here. Isaiah 26, 3, the Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Powerful verses right there. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. I'm sorry, but just to keep things moving, I had to read it ahead of time. Make note of those. What are we thinking about? He says, if our mind is stayed on Him, perfect peace. By the way, worry doesn't help, because normally you're worrying about something you have no control over. In fact, everything we worry about, we have no control over most of the time. So, my mind is stayed on Him, I'm guaranteed something, perfect peace. It's sustained by His Word. And it will rule my heart. It will rule my heart. Colossians 3:15. I'll read it. "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." Colossians 3:15. "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts." So first we looked at peace from above, peace for within. Quickly, let me give you number three. Peace all the time. Peace all the time. You know what? There's a lot to cover there. So let's just think about these first two right now. We don't want to rush the Lord. I think there's enough in that third point for a whole other message looking at it. You have peace with God? Are you still sitting over here? Not literally, but figuratively. Are you still guilty before God? Jesus wants to take you today, put you in the Lord. It's the only way you can have peace with God. It's why we have this church. It's why we have gospel tracts. It's why we have Vacation Bible School next week. Why? Because we want the young people, yes, children. You realize Jesus said in the New Testament, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." A little child, I don't know what age, the Bible doesn't give us that, but a child can understand the gospel. And they can have peace with God as a child. And it can stick with them their entire life. And it happens over and over again. It's why we went out Saturday and knocked on some doors and followed up on some people that seemed to be interested about the things of the Lord. And why? Because I don't want anyone to die without having peace with God. And by the way, It doesn't matter when you die. No one can make up the difference after you've died. After you've died. Well, we've got to light some candles for our deceased family member. I'm not trying to be unkind. That doesn't do anything but burn a candle. Sorry. Nowhere in the Bible can you find anywhere where lighting a candle for someone who's dead is going to help them. If you want to light a candle for someone who's died and that's a way of mourning, hey, we all go through mourning different ways. It's far better for you to go to your family member who's still alive, who doesn't know the Lord, who doesn't have peace with God, and in a loving way take the truth to them and say, here's how you can have peace with God. It's not by becoming a Baptist.